This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 10 people killed in a road accident in Kapilvastu early today. CPN Maoist Center continues group-wise discussions on proposed statute. 13 groups furnish their suggestions. And Israel launches deadly airstrikes in Lebanon after rockets hit army base. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil attended the Basanta Panchami ceremony and listened to the recitation of religious scriptures celebrating Goddess Saraswati at Nasal Chok of Hanuman Dhoka yesterday. The Basanta Shravan is organized every year on Saraswati Puja. Saraswati is considered the goddess of knowledge. Also attending the ceremony were Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, Chief Justice Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers and high-level dignitaries. Meanwhile, speaking at a program organized by Phidim-based Pasthar Multiple Campus yesterday, President Podil stressed that the education system should focus on the development of quality education and urged the authorities concerned to work honestly for the same. 10 people have died in a road accident that took place near the Surahi Bridge in Sivaraj Municipality 1 of the Kapilvastu district early today. The accident took place when a passenger bus operated by Sunolu Mahakali Transport fell some 200 meters below the road on its way to Kathmandu from Mahendranagar at around 1 a.m. According to Kapilvastu District Police Office, 10 people died on the spot. The identity of the deceased has not been ascertained yet. Likewise, Police Inspector Navaratna Paudel informed that 30 others were injured in the accident, of which 9 have been rushed to Butwal. The remaining are undergoing treatment at local medical centres. Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South held a bilateral meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade of New Zealand, Winston Peters, at Wellington yesterday. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Australia, during the meeting, both sides expressed satisfaction over the excellent state of bilateral relations between Nepal and New Zealand and exchanged views on enhancing cooperation in the areas of mutual interest. Likewise, Minister South visited the Parliament of the New Zealand and observed the question time at the Parliament. His presence in the Parliament was acknowledged by the Speaker of the House of Representatives of New Zealand, Jerry Brownlee. Similarly, the Nepali Society in Wellington, together with the Honorary Consul of Nepal to New Zealand, organized an interaction program with the minister and the visiting delegation at Wellington. Matters relating to providing passport and consular services to the Nepali community in New Zealand more conveniently and utilizing the knowledge, expertise and skills of Nepalese residing in New Zealand for the benefit of the country were discussed. Earlier yesterday, the second edition of the Nepal-New Zealand Foreign Ministry Consultation FMC was held among senior officials of both ministries. The special court has permitted 10 more days remand to the suspended managing director of Nepal Telecom, Sunil Paudel, and suspended executive director of Security Printing Centre, Bikal Paudel, for further investigation. A bench of judges, Khushi Prasad Tharu, Ram Bahadur Thapa and Ritendra Thapa, allowed 10 more days in judicial custody to them. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, arrested Bikal and Sunil in connection with embezzlement of security printing on the 24th of January. The ongoing meeting of the CPN Maoist Centre has continued group-wise discussions on the proposed statute. The first statute convention of the party began a day before yesterday and formed 20 groups for the discussion on the proposed statute. Chief Secretary at the party headquarters, Sriram Dhakal, informed that there were 13 groups at Nepal Academy, 5 at party headquarters and 1 each at Najgarh Jamal and province office. 13 groups have submitted their suggestions on the statute draft presented by the party chair and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda in the statute convention of the party. According to the Maoist Centre, the leaders in the convention suggested that the party should be run according to the spirit of federalism and the party structure should be organized and active. They also called for a united party, internal evaluation and nominations organized and systematic. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has secured a spot in the semi-finals of the ACC Women's Premier Cup by defeating Kuwait in the quarter-final match held yesterday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, Kuwait set a target of 74 runs for Nepal. However, rain interrupted the second innings and Nepal, following the DLS method, needed to score 50 runs in 12 overs. Nepal achieved the target in 6.5 overs with the loss of 2 wickets. In Nepal's victory, Captain Indu Burma scored the highest 22 runs and Sita Ranamagar contributed 17 runs. On the bowling side, Nepal's Sita Ranamagar took 3 wickets, while Rubina Chetri and Kavita Kumar took 2 wickets each. Nepal will now face host Malaysia in semi-finals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Citing security sources, the BBC has reported the death of 7 civilians in Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon after a Hezbollah rocket fire killed a soldier in Israel. The Hezbollah said at least 2 of their fighters were also killed in attacks in southern Lebanon. Israel's military said it hit Hezbollah infrastructure in response to a deadly rocket attack on northern Israel. Hezbollah fighters have exchanged fire with Israeli forces almost every day along the border since the start of the war between Israel and Palestinian group Hamas in the Gaza Strip in October. The clashes have raised fears of a wider regional conflict. One person has died and 21 people were wounded in a shooting in Missouri at the end of Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. An area hospital confirmed that 9 children were among the wounded. Police said they have arrested 3 suspects in connection to the shooting. The shots were fired west of Union State at the train station in downtown Kansas City, which was closed to thousands of fans who had gathered for the victory parade on Wednesday. The gunfire caused the watching crowd, including the city's mayor and his family members, to run for cover. An administrator said 9 children with gunshot wounds are being treated at a hospital. Local hospitals said they were also treating people who were not shot but who had suffered other injuries in the sudden stampede that followed the shooting. Police said they are still investigating a motive. However, they said they are still gathering digital and physical evidence. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places in the hilly region of Kosi province, with the chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the hilly and high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 7.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 16.8 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ten people killed in a road accident in Kapilvastu early today. CPN Maoist Center continues group-wise discussions on proposed statute. 13 groups furnish their suggestions. And Israel launches deadly airstrikes in Lebanon after rockets hit army base. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.